due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I don't even know if I can get the right words out, but this is a somber occasion in this company's history. Very solemn, very gloomy atmosphere in the dressing room because we have some fallen comrades, which is decay. So I think the correct thing to do is to pay our respects. Who am I kidding? Let's show our disrespect. Throw those asses on the ground.
Yo, let me speak on this. This is a K-O-N-N-A-E-N, K-Dog from WCW. And yo, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Órale, arriba la raza, ya heard?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling and Derby fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 13th. Before we get into the rigmarole of the show, I'm going to tell you some holidays real quick today. Write these down, folks. I'm going to, because if you want, remember, we're giving away tickets here to the next WWE show, June 6th, live SmackDown in Rochester. And later in the show, I'll be giving away, but I'm not only going to make you be caller 12 at that time, I'm also going to make you dictate one of these holidays from today. Because there's just so many of them. So when you're caller 12, if you tell me one of these holidays, then you'll win later on the show when I tell you to. But the holidays today, today is Birth Mother's Day, which of course is a Saturday before Mother's Day. It's also Blame Someone Else Day, Frog Jumping Day, International Migratory Bird Day, Leprechaun Day, National Train Day, and of course National Windmill Day. Of course, why not, without the train, why not the windmill? Happy birthday quickly to number 57 to a former WCW wrestler. He might have played basketball with the Detroit Pistons at one time. His name is Dennis Rodman. He is a ripe old 57 today. I'll let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire. Culver, join us tonight for UFC 211. At Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by me at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 211. It's Stipe Miocic versus Junior Dos Santos in the main event. Heavyweight fight. It's going to be really great. Can't wait for it. So Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play, just across the street from this building we're in right now. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGray's.com.
Okay. It's always a next who's going to do it. Haven't done that one in a while anyways. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official? More up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. I'm pointing at you. Yes, thank you. Me. Contact them at rockderby@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud, the Rock City Roller Derby. I'm the Cash Man. I am here with Double B, Brian Burke. Good morning, Double B.
Good morning.
And of course, right across from you is DC Dan Cole. Good morning, DC.
Good morning. I was just going to say it's a lot easier to remember the Bill Gray's jingle when the food doesn't fall into a black hole from which it never escapes and we never see.
And it hasn't. You're right. You're correct. It's been that way a long time. I can smell it, though. Sometimes it's just overpowering.
It's almost like there's plenty to go around, but someone hoards it.
Yeah, it just doesn't go around.
It's
weird. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Extremely.
And we're also joined by Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danger Boy.
At least we get donuts.
Yes.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you, DC.
And thank you, Salvatore.
Yes.
Thank you.
Donuts Delight.
That's Donuts Delight. Empire Culver. All right. We are joined in the studio today. Today is a Derby Day. We are joined by three Rock City Roller Derby ladies. We are joined by number 27, Hater Tot.
Good morning.
We are joined by, I can't remember your number.
Wow.
Hold on a second. I know Freya Doom's number 71.
Right.
We're joined by Freya Doom.
D-Day, don't look at me like that.
You don't remember my number?
Yeah, I
Aren't you the announcer?
Yeah, you know, right
14,
now.
Man, 14.
Okay,
what kind of man doesn't remember a woman's number?
I know, and I saw her in the penalty box plenty last Thursday. No.
No, not in the penalty box.
No,
we're just make sure I hit you.
The wheels are coming off this one early today.
No, I'm just messing with you. And we're joined by number 14, D-Day, or Dash, D-Dash.
Hi, Dash. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome. We have a great game tonight. Tonight, the game's we're going to be the GVA, which is the Genesee Valley Sports Complex, right over there by the river. It's on the other side of the Genesee Valley Park as the river, or as the Genesee Valley Park.
Yep, right near Strong.
Something like that. Something like that. I'm getting there.
You know.
Yeah, but we are. We're playing the. I believe it's the.
We're playing Suburbia.
Suburbia.
Their A and B team are coming to play the Stars and the B side. So it'll be a doubleheader. Doors open at 5. First whistle's at 6.
Yes, and not that I didn't say it enough times last night already, because I kind of said it about 100 times.
Right, but new show, new place.
I know, but and my new brain's listeners. Not there. And we have like three great charitable groups that are going to be there, too. Pity Love, the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, and Sample Soap will be there. And, of course, they're always a partnering us. Well, you know, every time we do a...
You said do on air.
Every time we do a game, we have a charitable charitable partner, and that's the Breast Coalition, Cancer Coalition of Rochester is the main big one because it's Mother's Day weekend.
It is, and we're actually doing something really cool this weekend. So this evening we're doing kind of like a Pink the Rink theme, so you're going to see, you know, your normal Rock City girls, but maybe we're wearing pink pants or pink socks or pink bandanas. So it'll be interesting to see our, you know, usual black and green with shots of pink in it this evening.
Yeah, and of course, who can miss a home game? It's always so much fun, you know?
Nobody misses home games, man.
Yeah, so Freya, welcome to the Pain Clinic. This is the first time you've been up here.
It is.
Yeah, usually we talk pro wrestling to start. You know, this is a pro wrestling talk show, but Derby makes its way in. Maybe it's the guy who's executive producer of the show forces this on us. I don't know, but thank you.
Freaking guy.
Yeah, I know. What a jerk. Nevertheless, thank you, sir, for coming up. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Derby, you know, with Rock City Roller Derby.
So it was around this time last year. I work at Strong Hospital, so Slappuccino had some recruitment posters up there, and I saw one. Go was on that one, actually, and I was like, she looks cool. So I was like, I should do this. You know, I've known about roller derby for years, and I've always been a fan. But, you know, moving to Rochester and seeing the poster, I was like, all right, it's time. I'll give it a shot.
And
so,
just jump in, you know, feet first, you know, here I come, I'm going to do it. And you're doing fantastic. It's like, you know, for one year on skates, that's amazing how well,
thanks.
You know, you're on the B-sides, you'll be in the second game of the night. But it's really cool. So, you know, joining, you know, were you intrepid at all about coming in? You know, because this is like you moved here not that long ago, right? You're kind of new to the area, sort of.
What?
Well, I mean, were you like just a little nervous about coming and joining, you know, kind of coming and joining the group?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a little nervous. Like, I guess walking into the House of Brews can be intimidating, but everyone's super welcoming. And, you know, as soon as I started Quarry, I just felt at home and comfortable. So,
yeah. And then you had to get hit by D-Day.
Yeah, and then D comes in.
D-Day, how's it going? Sorry about that number thing. I was just messing around with you.
That's okay. Well, still I'll let this one slide.
It's
okay.
Early, though. It's early, so I'm probably still going to get it. You know. But hey, D, I was going to ask you, so last time we had you up here, it was like the first home game of the season. Now you've got a few games under your belt. How are you feeling about the team so far this year?
I love them. It's a great group of ladies. It's like, you know, it's like a second family. You know, I'm with them just as much as I'm with my own family. And I just love it. They're great. And I've learned a lot from coming from the B-sides to be a rock star. It's, you know, totally different. But it's amazing. And I'm glad that, you know, I was chosen to be on the rock star team.
There's been a lot of traveling, too, since last time we saw you. You went to Toronto. You went to New Jersey. Yeah. You get to see the world when you're a rock star, right?
I actually never traveled to Canada. My first time was ever going was with Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
The Derby. Yeah, I never even went to Canada. I never even went to Niagara Falls, none of that. And they were like, you have to get your passport or your enhanced license. I was like, for what? They were like, we're going to Canada. It's like, oh, okay, great.
That's right, and then when they played, you guys played Toronto about a month ago.
Yes,
and,
yes, it was a really tough game.
It was
a good game. Yeah.
It was an interesting facility too. I like that. It was pretty good. That's where they had the very first World Cup, Women's World Cup.
Yep, they actually did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A little fun fact.
I only heard that because the people I was driving with all went to the very first Women's World Cup. So, like, hey, this is the same place.
Well, you learn something new every day, just like you learned my number.
Hey. Is there any significance to your number, by the way? Why 14?
14 was my mother's favorite number. I've had it all through high school, through college. And so when she passed away, I just kind of always kept with 14.
Cool. Now, Freya, you're 71. Any significance to that?
Not really. I like the number 7, and don't hate me, but I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, so Gino's number is 71. Yeah, sorry.
That's it. Hey, she didn't know I was a Caps fan, did
you
she?
You let a Penguins fan in here?
I know. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay. No, there's no harm in that. They're a good team. And yeah, I'm a Caps fan. And of course, they beat them this past week. And went,
it was a good fight, though.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Well, I don't give the Caps much credit anyways. They always lose game 7 when it comes to playing Pittsburgh. So, but yeah, very cool. So, and Hader, you're 27. I know. Why don't you tell us why? I know why your number is significant.
Well, because you know everybody knows.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
God. No, it's really okay. It's nothing fantastic. I was 27 when I started. So, you know, about 9 years ago. Just kind of, now I'm stuck. So anytime anybody asks me how old I am, I just go with 27.
Yeah,
works.
That's right. You can just say, okay, not 9 fingers and add to your number.
27 for life.
That's right. So very cool. So this is, are you guys excited for the game tonight? I mean, do you know much about the team you're playing?
We know as much as we need to know from our coach. Our coach is really good. He does his research. He checks out game style and, you know, who to look at, who to look for. But our coach is also really amazing where he trains us that our default level is basically Division I level play. So anytime that we get frazzled or confused or lost on the track, we default back into really good, really strong offense and defense. So I'm not worried about tonight. I don't know much about them. We've played them before, but it was years and years ago. We went actually to Suburbia to play, you know, near New York City. Great girls. We've always enjoyed them. And one of their players actually was an old State College girl, my friend Party Girl Accelerator, and sadly she's not coming for this game. But remember Nissa Kim, Shady, used to skate with them as well. So, you know, we know a little bit and they know a little bit about us. What I can tell you, though, is it's going to be super hard hitting, very aggressive game. If you're in the mood to watch some like legit hard hitting, really smart, clean derby, you're going to want to be in Rochester tonight.
It's going to rain tonight. Why? There's nothing to do outside.
Yeah, Lilac Fest will be rained out. So come inside, come hang out with us. But yeah, our line has got a really good plan for this evening. My core four lineup. And it was really working and on point on Thursday night at scrimmage. So I am ready for today. So I'm just, you know, hoping to stay in the game. I get to be captain and pivot this evening. So I'm hoping that my aggressive game style that I'm not going to be seeing a lot of box time.
Yeah, and folks, if you've never seen roller derby before, we're getting a real treat for one. We have 3 home games this season. This is number 2, and so you got to come out to the Genesee Valley Regional. Genesee Valley.
It's the Genesee Valley Arena.
Arena. That's it. I know.
GVA.
GVA. It's right. Yeah. It's
a sports complex.
It's really cool, and it's a
bring your mom.
Yeah, it's a Mother's Day weekend, and everyone's gonna have a little pink on. I got some pink set, so we're all gonna. I have a good time tonight, but you definitely got to come out there. And you got to cheer on, like, for instance, Freya, this is your first year with the B-Sides. And, you know, is it everything you were expecting, you know, coming in? I mean, yeah, of course, everyone has a tryout in November, and that's when you get allocated to a team. And so then it's like, okay, now I have to commit to a full season ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that it was very involved, and it's a commitment. So outside of practice and scrimmage, you know, you need to be exercising and eating well and hydrating, and so it's really a lifestyle change, but I love it. I do a lot of stuff outside of skating. I handle the social media and the design, so that's been a lot of fun.
I know, yeah. And I gotta say, if you want to see some of her work tonight, the Flower City Fear shirts will be going around, so check them out too. As well as, you've done a lot. A lot with the logo, with the website, and everything. So you really are very talented. Even with, you know, not skating and skating, it's like this is just coming. You're just coming into your own now, out there getting the feel for the games and everything.
Yeah, and I can attest to when Hader said that her line was on point on Thursday. I can attest to that because the B's always scrimmage against the A's, and Yeah, I have some bruises to show for it.
That makes me want to ask D-Day a question. D, isn't it nice to be on the other side of these scrimmages for once? You were on the B's for a long time, and you had to deal with those scrimmages against the A's every Thursday. Now you're on the other side of that. You know, is it a little bit easier now?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I used to dread going Thursdays, honestly, sometimes because they love to double team me.
If you were a threat, we have to keep you covered. Yeah. You were a threat, so we had to keep people on you.
I was going to say, there's definitely a reason they were double-teaming you.
I mean, I appreciate the compliment. I really do, but it didn't feel too well.
What I like is when Hader talks about a hard-hitting match tonight, I see the big smile come up on your face. I like that.
All my coach has to do is tell me to go and destroy, and that's just what I'm going to do.
Seek and destroy.
Yes, basically. It's great, though. I love playing. It definitely is different playing because I've always been a B, now or being a rock star on the other side. So now when I hear what he's saying, this is what he used to say against us.
You're right.
I mean? Yeah. And Hader would tell me, like, they tell us to double team you. And sometimes it'd be triple, you know, so. Yep.
The only bonus to being double teamed, I don't mind it at all. I kind of like it because I know if there's two girls on me, that's two girls that aren't on my jammer. Mm. So I'm like, good, go ahead, bring me all four of you. I'll be over here and pretend like I'm being goaded so that no one's touching my jammer and she can fly through.
Very cool. Well, ladies, I want to thank you for coming up. Of course, as always, we're giving away tickets, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always, man. Free tickets.
So we'll give away a pair of tickets before we leave. But thank you so much for coming up, Freya. Thank you so much, D-Day. And thank you, Hader, for coming up and getting and promoting this tonight because it's like, you know, we're all coming. You know.
Before we go to break, Cash, I just want to mention that go out and see these ladies tonight. It is an awesome thing. You're not going to understand the whole thing until you go and see it. I say that every time you ladies come up.
Hey, dude, I went for 2 years and not understood everything, okay?
I've been playing 9 years. I still don't know what's going on.
But you get to, afterwards, you may be able to meet some of the ladies. But if you really want to get to know these ladies and meet them, come out to the convention next week. They'll be there.
That's right.
And they're going to do a demo there, help you understand what's going on a little bit better, hopefully. So I just want to mention that, and I want to wish you ladies good luck tonight in both matches.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Caller 12 right now. And I'm not going to make you tell me one of those silly holidays I made up, okay, at the beginning of the show. Caller 12, you get a pair of tickets to tonight's roller derby. The doors open at 5 o'clock at the Genesee Valley Athletic Center or Arena or whatever it may be, GVA. I know, I change it every time. And that'll be 5 doors open, 6 is the first game. And the second game should start a little bit after 8 o'clock. You know, it's great. Bring your family. It's family fun entertainment. There's some great charities. We do like a lot of, you know, 50-50 ticket deals. There's merch there. You know,
you can pie a skater, all kinds of great things. Yeah. Chuck a duck.
Pie an announcer, possibly. So we'll see what happens tonight. But thank you so much, ladies, for coming up. And we're going to get out of here. Please, 222-1280, start 1280 right now. We got a pair of tickets to tonight's Rock City Roller Derby game at the GVA. We'll see you on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Payback, I lost because Jinder Mahal stuck his nose where it didn't belong.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole, and you. Let you know that we're going to be out tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 211. You know, it just seems like 210 was just a month ago. Maybe it was. That seems like more than a month ago, actually. And I was there, but 211 is tonight. Stipe Miocic versus Junior Dos Santos. And I can actually say the guy's name correctly now. Stipe Miocic, you know, he's from Cleveland. He's
funny what happens when you're a champion for a year.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying it over and over. That's tonight. That's the main event. There's a great stat card tonight. You definitely do not want to miss it coming out. Salvatore's in the garage door, 249 East Ridge Road, or Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville. And it starts at 10 p.m. Of course, the prelims will be on at, like, I think, 8. If you want to get there early, I'm sure you can convince them to turn the prelims on. But we'll be out there tonight. You come out and have a good time. Maybe we'll have some girls show up, like the Bud Light girls. And Brian, who was there last time?
Was it? I don't remember which brand it was there, but there was definitely somebody there. It was Pale Ale or something along
those
lines.
Pale Ale, okay. So, yeah, and they give you, like, samples, and they give you free stuff away.
Yeah, she had all sorts of T-shirts and stuff to give away. There'll be plenty of stuff.
Cool. So definitely come out tonight. We'll be there. And that's after I get done with roller derby, and apparently I'm going to get a pie in the face. But so let's talk about
World D might give it to you with what happened today. So
you know what? That would be perfect, I guess, because I know her. Listen, I know her number like the back of my hand. I was just messing with her. She gets angry. And then, you know,
you are a really good actor.
I need to start the fire. Okay. Yeah, right. So let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. Before I get too far, you know, I'm watching Impact this past week, and there's a girl from Buffalo wrestling on Impact. Do you ever hear of her name before, Danger? Ava Story?
I have not. I know she's been on a few times, I believe, but my cable box does not like to update the Impacts until later in the week, so I have to work on that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm having issues keeping up on current Impact. I'm a week behind.
She's kind of like, you'd call her the jobber to the stars of the women's division there right now, but she was trained by Jay Lethal. Her hometown's Buffalo, New York, so... I did do a shout-out to her on Twitter yesterday, and she replied back. So, you know, who knows? There's lots of really wild stuff, you know, with local people showing up and stuff. But, hey, let's talk about wrestling. Let's start off talking about Monday Night Raw. And do you guys feel like momentum has been dropped lately on Monday Night Raw? Did you get that feeling at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Danny. Sorry about that.
Wow, he was silencing.
Sorry. I was wondering why I wasn't hearing you.
You got to have momentum to lose momentum.
I mean, even when they have to go, listen, they have to go to England to explain Braun Strowman being injured, you know, or injuring him, writing him off, and then, you know, for 4 to 8 weeks because of an injury he has with his elbow or something. Right now it seems very disjointed. It's hard for me to get behind the good guys. It like seems like it's not, you know, the folks are even having a hard time getting behind the good guys when it comes to who's good and bad on that show as well. I mean, SmackDown too, but... It's just been, you know, they're going through their motions right now on their European tour. And I think, is next week on the road too? Are they going to be?
Yeah, I think it was a 2 week European tour, I thought.
Monday's from Newark. That's their first day back in the States, I believe.
Of course. So that's where they come internationally,
yes.
Fly right into Newark and then have to go and work on Monday Night Raw. But, what do you think about, you know, I mean, you know, they've been building up all this stuff with Strowman and Reigns, and then now they write off Strowman with an injury. And they have a pay-per-view coming up that, they have to fill the seats of the place as well as get people interested enough to watch it. And looking at it right now, the next one is for SmackDown. So I guess that's not too bad. They've been working on that one for a while. But the next Raw one is with Great Balls of Fire. Is that?
Well, they have until July, so there's time.
Yeah. I think they have one. I think they have Extreme Rules. They have Extreme Rules.
Yeah, it's
June.
A couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and so
which was supposed to be the supposed ambulance match between Reigns and Strowman, and they obviously can't do that. So apparently, it looks like from what's going around, they're going with Reigns and Miz for some reason, and then everything else on the card is kind of a cluster.
Yeah, so far it's not really.
One knows what's going on. I mean, they've hinted at the Bray Wyatt Finn Balor feud, and they really don't do much with that so far. They haven't done anything to distinguish any feuds other than Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins, and people are kind of done with that at this point.
I know WWE prides themselves on saying, oh, we never have an off season, but this time of year is always the proof that maybe they should.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
maybe they should.
And we're getting, and I mean, also The Miz and Ambrose, too. That's another thing. But yeah,
that's happening
Monday.
Oh,
that's right. It's on
TV. They moved it up.
Yeah, it's just extremely obvious that once WrestleMania hits, they have no plan for after WrestleMania.
222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Rashawn on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man, by the way, Stella. But hold on a second. Stella Artois. Okay, there. You happy now, dude? Got to call me out. Hey, you got to call me out when I'm not here, okay? There. Thank you.
Of course. Good segue, because apparently mispronouncing things is your gimmick.
It is my gimmick. It's been my gimmick for years because I'm brain damaged, okay? I'm like little kids. Like little kids in Bill Cosby skits. I'm brain damaged.
Can we isolate that audio?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, but no, I just want to talk about gimmicks real quick because, honestly, you can tell WWE is actually struggling with their own incarnate, with their own creation they got going on here, because they obviously want to own everybody's name and gimmick, bringing them in, so they have all the trademarks and likeness rights and all that kind of stuff. But, like, in the last few years, how many talents have come from other organizations where they made their name? They created their gimmick. They created their image. And now, like, especially now with the Hardys, it's just coming even more to the forefront. They're trying to deny the broken stuff, but it's just coming out so strong because there's no wrestling bubble where only people are really watching just WWE anymore.
Yeah, so they're learning you can't control the fans. Even even Impact's learning that. The fans are the ones who are making the Broken Hardy thing happen.
Yeah, so it's like they're struggling with that, and it's just so obvious, and it's very interesting to me, and I like that side of it a little bit more, but it's just like, and it's killing me with Shinsuke Nakamura. Like, why can't they just let him be the King of Strong Style? They got to call him the Artiste. I mean, that's ridiculous to me.
Well, that, you know, I did hear the word strong style when in a little confrontation with Dolph Ziggler this past week. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know what? We all know he's special. You know, everyone knew he was special before he came to this company. But man, they just are dragging this out. I hate that way they're doing this. I mean, I love him, and I mean, people they just want to milk those people singing his theme song out there or humming to it or whatever they do. You know, I'm not happy with them, because he should have had a match already immediately when he debuted, much like everybody else who shows up, you know, their first time on the TV on the main shows. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, they're treating like they promote NXT and then treat it like nobody watches it, which is actually probably, if they actually had real ratings on it, it would probably be better rated than Raw and SmackDown right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why that's their ace in the hole for the network. They have one thing on there that probably could be a viable product on a network, you know?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, it's like Vince needs to get out the bubble and realize, this is what's going on around you, buddy, because, you know, you can't control the fans. I mean, you can manipulate a little bit of their perspective on what you want it to be, but at the same time, the fans are going to watch other products because they know that it's not the other products are better or worse. It's just that they offer something different.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you come out there with your own product, and then I'm going to promote it, oh, then when we bring people up, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not really going to talk about my own product. So it's just like, what are you doing, guys?
You know what kills me? You mentioned Finn there for a second. Finn was like a shot out of a cannon a year ago when he first debuted. And now I'm not getting – I mean, yes, you know, he does draw that – he's got the fandom and stuff, but I don't get the same feeling for him that I think he was building up with last year when he debuted.
I think that's just the whole feeling of Raw right now. You don't get that feeling for anything on Raw. Nothing on Raw is being promoted as special except for Strowman, and now he's out 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be pushed up against Lesnar.
And see, what you got right there with Finn and even with, like, Becky Lynch is, I believe, I've heard the rumors that it's between Vince and Kevin Dunn. They hate accents. They hate people that have an accent, especially if it's not an American accent. They just hate an accent. So they don't want those people to talk, or what they want them to talk is going to be very minimal. And if you can't do a promo, doesn't matter how amazing you are in the ring, if you can't do a promo, you're crap to Kevin Dunn and Vince or whoever is making that decision. I don't want to throw them necessarily under the bus, but I know that they're heavily involved in that. And it's just that it's the sound of their voice just kills is what's killing it. And I mean, like, Finn had, like you said, all the talent in the world, had all the whole monster behind him when he came out. The injury, okay, he goes off, and now he's like, he's going to be what, the new mid-card hero on Raw right now?
Yeah. I agree, and it's like, it's they're in a tough position right now. I think what they need to do is stick with a few things and pray that no more injuries happen. I really think that has a lot to. And actually, let the Hardys come out and wrestle too. Please don't just keep them in the back the whole time.
Well, with Finn, you got to realize that Finn, to get pushed back into the position he was at Universal Champion, would be taking on Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar is two Finn Balors. He's literally twice his size.
Yeah, but listen, didn't Daniel Bryan want him too? I think Daniel Bryan, you know, I mean, I think those certain guys can have a match with anybody.
I'm sure it'd be a great match, but it doesn't look realistic in Vince's eyes.
No, you're right. You're right. And Vince does dictate, you know, what happens. So, man.
And how many days since the last title defense? And where's the 30-day rule again?
He's defending it throughout the universe. He's not defending it at the next Raw pay-per-view. So it's the one after that he's defending it. So we're going to get two Raw pay-per-views before he actually shows up to promote his next fight, I don't know. Once again, if the Artiste was here, we know what he would be saying, okay?
He'd be complaining about having to give up his takeover tickets for next week.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. That's a takeover, man. Did you see some of the lineup of that? That's going to be fantastic. Hey, you know what? We got to go, bud. Thanks for calling.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
All right, 222. We got people on the line. Keep trying. We have people on the line right now, but we got to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. You get to hear fan favorite, The Rick, joining us from Rochester on the flip side. And you can call us, too, 222-1280.
Don't blow
his
ego.
I know. Hey, you want to do tickets right now for the Flower City Comic Con?
Go ahead. You can do tickets.
We're going
to
give away
the last chance to get them on the pain clinic.
That's right, because next weekend is it. And we're going to have Jerry Lawler on the show next weekend. So not only will he be in town a week from Sunday, but he's going to be on the pain clinic next Saturday. But right now, if you call our 12 at 222-1280, star 1280, you get a pair of tickets to Flower City Comic Con. It's like one day or the other, right? Is that how it works?
No, I give you weekend passes.
Oh,
you can come both days.
Weekend passes. Wow. Generous man you are. All right. And you can see those roller derby girls who are in the studio here there, as well as the Flower City Fear men's team is going to be there, too. So we'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
So we don't care about getting dirty. And when this tag team turmoil is over, we're gonna have winning streaks in our dirty drawers.
Hey, Don.
Let me repeat that, since you idiots aren't paying attention. I'm not just gonna be the face of America. I'm going to be the face of WWE. And now, let me repeat it in French, just because I can. Je vais être le visage de l'Amérique et le visage de la WWE.
But as long as Roman Reigns can still walk, I'm not finished with him. So you call Kurt Angle, you call Stephanie, and you tell them that when my arm is healed, I'm going to end Roman Reigns. And when I finish with him, I want Brock Lesnar.
Hello, I'm Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
He makes me laugh every time I hear that. Brian Kendrick, of course... Live 205, probably one of the wrestlers that has the most personality on that show and is allowed to do a lot more, you know, personality wise than most of the other guys, because he has one, sort of, kind of. He's really laid back though. But hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, and you. Congratulate Scott. He won a pair of tickets to a weekend passes to the Flower City Comic Con next weekend. Double B, we're not going to see you next weekend, are we?
No, you won't.
I had a feeling. You're going to be a little bit busy, huh?
Just a little bit.
Hey, you know what? I want to talk a little bit. Jerry Lawler's going to be there Sunday, but also Leva Bates, who's known as Blue Pants from NXT, as well as there's another girl coming, too.
Brittany Blake. She's out of New Jersey, I think.
You know? Man, she is super hot. That's why I was sending...
Both these girls are models.
I was sending you messages to see if we could get them up in the studio on Saturday, because this girl is super hot. She's a runway model, and she wants to wrestle over it.
Yeah, they're going to cosplay wrestle. I don't know what sort of costumes they're going to be wearing, but it is a cosplay wrestling event.
Yes.
Where was this last year when I offered to pick up people?
Yeah. Well, they're not coming in Saturday.
You guys suck.
DC.
You can't say anything to me. You left them with me.
Yeah, I know. Remember the Nasty Boys?
I didn't leave them with you. Hey. I left them with the station.
Yeah, that's right. You took off. And you took off with their stuff in their trunk, in your trunk.
I took it home to let my dog sniff it and roll in it.
You could have Randy Orton in their bag.
You could have. This is a real story, by the way, folks. We never really talked much about that on the air, that Danny took off and had all the Nasty Boys stuff in his trunk, and he lives out in East Nowheresville, and he was just about there when I called him and said, you know, those guys don't have their stuff. And he's like, yeah, it's in the back.
Well, they lived up to their name. They were pretty nasty to Dan, and there was no reason for it. Dan was doing a favor.
Yeah.
And they're like that to anyone who's not in the business.
I just love the opening remark. Do you have another car? Oh, yeah, in my back pocket. Let me get it out for you.
That was Sags who said that?
Yeah, if you're not paying them, they're not nice to you.
True. So,
neither Crestor, let me tell you.
That was last year. This year's another year.
Get dog hair all over my Crestor and Red Bull.
Brian, while we're talking about it quickly, Jerry's going to be doing question and answer.
Yes.
What time is that going to be at during the Comic Con? Sunday. It's Sunday afternoon.
It's on Sunday. If you give me a second, I'll look it up. I don't know it off the top
of my
head.
While you're looking, we're going to talk to Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Rick. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. First of all, first thing on my mind is, how does Lesnar get away with being on TV like once a month, once every 5 weeks? I know he's obviously a big name. He's got a, you know, kind of a relaxed schedule, but he's got a title. I mean, the last time...
He did the same thing last time he had the title. I don't think he was on TV for like 2 months before... Before he defended it. You know what the thing is? That's how his contract is dictated. He's based on a per appearance payment fee. And if they used him a lot last year before WrestleMania, not even on TV. They were doing him on live events, and he was at TV, and they wouldn't bring him out till after the camera shut off, and he'd have like they'd have the special main attraction match after TV was done, and he would come out. So he was getting paid a lot of money to do those, and not being on TV. And now that his contract renewed after WrestleMania.
Well, he's in the last year, I believe, of his contract that he signed a couple years ago that had more dates in it. He's renegotiated. There's more dates involved, so he's doing the things like the house shows, like when he was in Buffalo before WrestleMania and stuff like that. But they also save up those appearances. He's got so many appearances per this, I think, $3 million contract or whatever he makes. And it's because he's a bigger star than WWE. He was the UFC heavyweight champion. Everyone knows who Brock Lesnar is now. So he can do stuff like that.
Unless he's not on TV for 3 months, and then you forget who the champion. I mean, listen, Ambrose said it clear as day 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw. He said, listen, he goes, well, why don't we talk about the title gets defended on this show? And he said his title is the main title while Lesnar's on break there or whatever he's doing, you know, hunting or camping or farming, whatever he might be doing. Making new little Lesnar's. Yeah, making new little Lesnar's, you know. Yeah, whatever he may be doing.
Will his children have necks?
I don't know. Do you ever see his family? They all look the same. I mean, they all are giant men.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Is it a George Foreman family? Are they all named Brock?
No, they all begin with B. I have no idea.
They're all named Sable.
The next appearance he's scheduled for isn't until 7/3, July 3rd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so that's...
They actually recently announced he is scheduled to appear on a couple of Raws leading up to that. Word is now he'll be at the June 12th and June 26th Raw, as well as July 3rd and July 10th.
Okay, so he we only lose him for 2 months after WrestleMania, then he's been thrown back into it.
But still, if you're counting, it has been 43 days since the Universal title has been defended.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Right. It is a universal title. We don't know if there are challengers from other locations within the universe.
I will say one thing. Everyone has his name on their mouth. You know, I mean, Finn Balor has said something about him. Braun Strowman said something about him. Everybody, Seth Rollins, you know, all these guys that are deserved to, I mean, lost the title without technically losing it and really do deserve a shot back at it. But, you know, you give it to a guy who's a part-timer. I'm guessing he's going to drop it when he comes back so that at least they can defend the title on TV or have it on TV every week.
From what I heard, the plan was for him to have it almost till WrestleMania next year.
And then Reigns
take it from him.
Yeah.
Sorry. No way. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Reigns will be strong by then.
Two other things. Wow, I can't believe all the momentum Luke Harper had a couple months ago, and now he's putting over the extra member from Slipknot, a.k.a. Eric Rowan.
Well, at least he was on TV. I mean, they took him off TV for how long?
Hey, listen. It was a good loss for Harper because it wasn't fair, okay? It wasn't up and up, you know? I mean, Rowan had, you know, cheated a little bit to make it happen. So, but, yeah, it's still, he did, you know, but, you know, he's like the big, you know, it's funny. A lot of people talk about him saying what, you know, great potential he has. And it's like, and you know, wish the writers would hear what these people are all saying, because it seems like right now he's just kind of, you know, treading.
Well, here's what gets me. JBL for weeks was talking the guy up, and you know who's in his ear when he's talking on the mic.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, Luke Harper is in fantastic shape. Have you seen? I mean, he's really slimmed down and bulked up. He looks fantastic out there. And, you know, hopefully we'll have him on when he comes to town with SmackDown. I mean, he is, you know, a Rochesterian, you know. But I think they have a plan for him. It's just one of those things where he's just going to have to wait a little bit before they get to it, you know.
The timing's got to be right, sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, this is what we want to do. We'll pull the trigger when we see it happening, you know. And I think, you know, and believe me, they do plan some of this stuff out. It's not all haphazard every week.
And
you know?
I think that they're having to move Bray to Raw when the AJ thing fell through. I think that didn't help either, because that may have been part of what was in the works, a little bit of feud with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, splitting from Bray. I mean, he did officially, you know, split from him at the end, right before WrestleMania there. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, we could ask him, but I don't think he could tell us, you know.
How long is his contract good for right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it was a 3-year he re-signed when I don't remember what the specifics are. You know, and I don't usually, that's something that doesn't really, it only dawns on me when people's contracts are running out that's when I know that you can see them getting written off TV or start putting everybody over. But beyond that, I'm sure he's in the middle of something.
Okay. And last thing, I don't know if you saw the results for War of the Worlds yesterday, man. I'm glad to see my boy Daniels is still getting a little push beating Taven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it was taped yesterday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you. Don't live. Yeah, for those of you Ring of Honor fans, ignore that. But that will be on TV eventually anyways, because everything they do on pay-per-view shows up on their TV show eventually.
Right,
so.
They put them in a little segment here and there.
Yeah. No, I enjoy their TV show. You know, I like what Kazarian's doing, some of the stuff, you know. But you know what, to be honest with you, if you were a fan of the Bullet Club, this Bullet Club I see on that TV show is not the Bullet Club I know. So, you know, it's like, and we're not even seeing, you know, all of them together. Most of the time it's just Adam Cole and Cody Rhodes, and that's not the
Hangman Page.
Yeah, and that's not the Bullet Club to me. I mean, Hangman Page is closer than those two guys, but last week it was, you know, Adam Rose Adam Cole and Cody Rhodes, and it's like, these guys are like add-ons at the end. I think the Bullet Club kind of died right before everyone became most popular. It ended, so.
Yeah, when they had a cleaner Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Last thing, you got to check out the clip. I don't know if you saw the exchange about a month ago between Castle and Bully Ray in the ring, a little dance-off. You got to watch it.
Oh, no.
It's hilarious.
Dalton Castle and Bully Ray dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bully
Ray was pulling out all the stops. He was doing all the cabbage patch, all these things. You got to watch it. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. Well, Rick, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right. 222-1280. Star 12 is the number right now. We're doing a little Bailey. And if you can, you be caller 12 right now and tell me one of the holidays I said at the beginning of the show. Any one of the holidays I said at the beginning of the show. There was quite a few there. You're going to have a pair of tickets to SmackDown Live June 6th here in Rochester. Live TV show from Rochester. Yes, it's happening in your hometown. And you get a free pair of tickets courtesy of the Pain Clinic. You just got to be caller 12. And you got to know one of the holidays I said at the beginning of the show. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Ambrose, acting general manager. And you all approve of this. You do understand that Raw will be absolute total chaos tonight. You'd be better off putting names, everybody's names in a hat and picking them at random and making matches up on your own. I mean, that would be way better than this.
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me pop. I'm rolling in bands, riding around in a beat of July.
Hey, dog,
pros want to cop.
But yo, this is Kaz, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to congratulate Josh from the city. Won a pair of tickets, and you know, guess what day he picked? Remember, he had to pick a holiday.
He picked Leprechaun Day.
No, he blame someone else day. So, Josh, get a pair. Don't worry, folks. We've got two more Saturdays in this month, and that means there's two more chances you can win tickets. You just got to keep listening.
And those of you who are fans of AJ Styles, if you did not see our Facebook page during the week.
AJ Styles? What, are you telling me he's doing an appearance in Rochester?
He's doing an appearance in Rochester. Not in the greatest area, but he's here at the Cricket Wireless store on North Clinton at 11 a.m. the day of the show on the 4th from 11 to 1, signing autographs and taking pictures.
No, June 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be 11 a.m. And where is it again?
It's at the Cricket Wireless store on North Clinton.
It's a Tops Plaza on North Clinton, the corner of North Clinton.
It's not far from where we are right now.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
We could probably walk there.
So, I don't know that you want to, but you could.
So, yeah, definitely check out AJ Styles. He's going to, you know, and listen, if you had any sort of foresight maybe 10 years ago, you could have met him at any of these local indie shows. But now he's...
Like I did with the ROH show where I've got the table signed by?
Yeah, all the Ring of Honor shows that he used to do, as well as he came. He was a big draw here for an upstate show, or NWA New York, or NWA Upstate, or maybe it was... They have a show today, by the way. Brian, can you look that up for us while we do some news real quick?
I wanted to give you some information about Sunday that you asked you about.
Okay, yeah. Go on. Sorry, you're my information man.
So Jerry will be coming in probably about 10:30. The con starts at 10 on Sunday. We run till 5 o'clock. Jerry's panel will be from 12 to 12:50 on Sunday. And immediately after that, at 1 o'clock, the wrestling event starts. There are four matches scheduled, with the main event being Leva Bates versus Brittany Blake. But there will also be a cosplay battle royal. The KDW Heavyweight Championship will be on the line with Jason Xavier, the current champion, facing Jeremy Jensen, excuse me. And then we'll have the Rock City Wrecking Crew versus To Infinity and Beyond. So Matic and Hellcat versus Colin Delaney and Cheech. I don't know what order that'll be in. Obviously, the main event will be the last event, and that'll be going on until about 2:30. Leva and Brittany will be there all day. They probably will wander the con a little bit, but they'll have tables that they'll be sitting at, doing signings and stuff. Jerry will be there from 10:30 on. So,
and so you can meet Jerry if you have his book. He'll sign it for you.
Yes, he will.
And definitely check that out. And that's 1 week from tomorrow. You definitely do not want to miss it.
And so, people always ask pricing for Jerry. I think it's $20 for an autograph, $20 for a photo. So
very cool. And you know, if you can get him to draw something for you, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh,
too.
He's awesome.
He's a great artist. And so some other news real quick. I can't think. We have a women's, apparently the third quarter of this year on the WWE Network, they're going to do the women's tournament that we talked about earlier this year. Danger Boy?
I was going to say the anniversary Anarchy show for Upstate Pro Wrestling is tonight. At the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. It's anniversary Anarchy 14. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. There is a ton of talent on it.
Yes, and you definitely don't want to miss that. This is
including Bobby Fish.
Bobby Fish.
ROH regular, traveled the world. He started locally.
Yeah.
You could have seen him a couple, 10 years ago. Now you can see him again.
You might remember that crazy mustache he's got, right?
Yes.
All right, so we're getting out of here, man. I want to thank Rock City Roller Derby's Hater Todd, D-Day, and Freya Doom, as well as thank you, Brian. Thank you, Danger, and thank you, DC Dan Cole. We will see you next week with Jerry Lawler here on the Pain Clinic. We're out of here.